Probably the most profoundly ugly word in the history of racial strife in America is the N-word, and this fall it was invoked repeatedly by comedian Michael Richards during an onstage flameout witnessed by the world via YouTube. Reverend Jesse Jackson called for a ban on the word, and comedian Damon Wayans was fined after using it more than 15 times in his act. He told the audience, "I'll be damned if the white man uses that word last." WNYC radio rookie reporter Verilyn Williams offers this examination of the word, and be warned, you'll hear it several times throughout her story.
It never fails. About three times a week, I'm trying to read on the train, and a bunch of rowdy teens get on and mess with my concentration. What bothers me is not the fact that they're loud, because the train is always loud during rush hour. It's the fact that they're cursing up a storm and throwing the N-word around like it's nothing.
This nigga's always pointing it down to feed him.
My parents were raised in Sierra Leone and were stricter than a lot of Bronx parents. I never got those $200 Jordan sneakers everyone was wearing, even though I begged for them. I'm not sure what goes on in other black families, but growing up in my house, the N-word just wasn't used. Here's my mom.
You know, I can't even think of that. It's not even part of my vocabulary. I can't think of a situation where I'd have to use that word. I can't, even if I'm angry and I'm cursing, you know, somebody out. That's not part of one of the words I would use. I'd use other words, but not that word.
Last summer, I was a counselor at a camp for kids who, like me, were born in West Africa.
My name is Balu Fofana.
This girl is basically me at her age.
I'm 7 years old.
And I'm going to ask you a question, okay? Do you know the N-word?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the N-word?
No.
Okay, if I say the word, this is the only time you can use it, okay? Do you know the word nigger?
Yes.
Where do you hear this word?
I hear it around the street and from gangsters.
Describe what a gangster is.
A gangster, to me, is a man or boy who puts their pants down and shows their boxers and smokes, and then they get crazy and then they start stealing.
I used to feel the same exact way. But then I entered the real world where not everyone grew up in my house. My ex-boyfriend uses the word all the time.
My name is David. My friends call me Scrooge.
I recently came across this old interview of him I did for another story.
My shout out to all them drunk niggas out there.
I was not surprised to hear him say the word, but I was shocked to hear what came next on the tape. Is it okay? Well, if you had a daughter, would you let her go out with an older nigga? Or go with a guy? There it was. I said the word nigga, and I knew he'd get what I meant by saying it. A guy you wouldn't want your daughter to go out with. I know I used to say the word from time to time, but realizing I said it on tape, that's embarrassing. To me, whether it's nigga or nigger, it represents hatred and makes me think of a person who is uneducated, lazy, and basically good for nothing. Yet, I still said it. I was in a comfort zone talking to David, and it just slipped out. And I'm not the only one who says the word without thinking.
It's a messed up word. It shouldn't be used. Shouldn't be used by nobody.
Do you use the word?
Sometimes, yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Why do you use the word?
I don't know. It's, you know, just niggas use it in the hood all the time. Nigga, what's up? You know what I mean?
Not everyone is conflicted, though. I went to Harlem to ask people if they use the word, and most of them said they had no problem with it because they feel the meaning has changed. I was stopped by this guy trying to give me a free teeth cleaning in one of those dental vans. Can I interview you on the N-word?
On the N-word?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Do you use the N-word?
All the time, nigga. No, I'm sorry. I think it's just something that black people ought to be able to say, because we use it not to bring each other down, but to let each other know how far we came, where we came from, what we went through.
Another guy actually said he'd be mad if someone told him he couldn't use the word. Why would you be mad at that?
Because I'm a nigga myself.
You identify yourself as a nigga?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a nigga. Can't help it.
So give me some characteristics of a nigga. Like, what do you think a nigga is?
People that rob people.
So you identify yourself as somebody that robs somebody?
something like that.
I couldn't believe it. 2006, and he's taking pride in a word that even to him means being a criminal. Maybe he's thinking, you can't hurt me by calling me that if I already did it myself. But I think he's just giving himself a free pass to be ignorant. I was talking to my friend Jay Oba. He's the editor of The Shield magazine at my school, Hunter College. We were discussing how words can dehumanize, and he quoted a friend who used to be in the gang.
He was saying it took more energy, like when you saying, okay, I'm going to kill this nigga, like you didn't think anything about it. It was like nigga became that negative thing. Mm-hmm. He said, but when you started to think about it, he said, if I was going to say I'm going to kill my brother, I'm going to kill that brother, they would have thought more about it.
To me, that logic is one of the reasons slavery existed in this country for so long. Black people weren't considered human beings. They were niggas, and that made it a lot easier to treat them like animals. One thing almost everyone I talked to said is that it's never acceptable for white people to use the N-word.
I think that word has no power unless you use it in a derogatory way.
I was talking to this guy near Wall Street.
I'm white, and I have no problem saying, oh, come on, you know you're my nigga, just like that. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. And if somebody African-American has a problem with it, they don't obviously live where I live, and they don't know who my friends are, who I date. Words can only hurt if you let them. It's cliche-ish and corny, but it's true.
Not when a word has history. I did feel way more offended hearing a white guy say the word and disregard that history. But playing devil's advocate, can I blame him if growing up he heard nigga being thrown around in the music he listened to and from his friends yelling on the subway? We can't have it both ways. Either we're honoring the history or we're not. As for me, I'm trying not to use the word at all anymore. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Verilyn Williams.
Verilyn Williams reported this piece as one of WNYC's Radio Rookies, a program that teaches teenagers how to report for the radio. To learn more, go to WNYC.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.